Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building something that feels very drum and bass, very jungle and very alive, a deep percussion atmosphere that sits behind the main drums without stepping on the kick, snare, or sub. And just to be clear, this is not about throwing a random break loop on a track and calling it jungle. We're building a controlled layer. That means break dust, ghost hits, textured mid-percussion, a little air and grime, and enough movement to make the groove feel haunted, but still clean enough to work in a modern mix. We're doing this in Ableton Live 12 using stock tools, and the mindset here is important. Think like a sound designer and an arranger at the same time. This layer has a job. It might be pure atmosphere, it might support the groove, or it might act as a transition engine before the drop. The best results usually come from knowing which of those roles you want before you even start chopping audio. So let's start with the source material. You can use break loops, percussion loops, one-shots, or your own resampled material. If you want that classic jungle energy, look for Amen-style fragments, rim-heavy loops, shakers, congas, weird metallic hits, and anything with imperfect timing. That imperfection matters. A jungle atmosphere should feel sampled and breathed, not sequenced like a metronome. If you're building from scratch, drag a break into simpler and use slice mode that lets you isolate hats, ghost snare taps, stray percussion tails, and all the little accidental details that give the layer character. Don't aim for clean. Clean is not always the goal here. Alive is the goal. Now create three layers. Keep them separate at first so you can control the roles clearly. Layer 1 is your break dust. This is the chop top layer, the rhythmic grit, the tiny fragments that imply motion. Layer 2 is your mid percussion. Think congas, bongos, rims, tom hits, metallic taps, anything that lives in the darker mids and gives the layer body. Layer 3 is your texture bed. That can be vinyl crackle, rain, room tone, field ambience, resampled hiss, or a filtered noise layer. Route all three into a percussion bus or group. This is crucial, because in D&B, layers can get messy fast. Treating them like one instrument makes it much easier to shape the whole atmosphere with glue, saturation, and eck. A good starting point is to high pass the break dust around 180 to 250 Hz, the mid percussion around 120 to 180 Hz, and the texture layer somewhere around 250 to 400 Hz, depending on what it is. The exact numbers are less important than the intention. Keep the low end lane open for the kick and sub. Now let's shape the groove. This is where the layer starts to feel like jungle instead of just percussion. Use a 1-bar or 2-bar clip and leave space. The emptiness matters. Don't fill every division. Add ghost hits on off 16ths, slightly late snare taps, little hat clusters that answer the main snare, and an occasional double hit flam. If you've got a break loop with a nice feel, you can extract the groove into the groove pool or use a groove preset with a bit of swing. A swing feel around the mid-50s can work well, but use it lightly. In deep jungle, tiny movement is often more effective than obvious swing. Also, don't be afraid to manually nudge some hits by 5 to 20 milliseconds. That tiny offset can make the whole layer feel like it's weaving around the beat rather than sitting rigidly on top of it. That's a classic jungle trick. The groove feels fast because it's restless, not because it's packed with notes. Now we carve the tone. On the break dust and the mid percussion, use HQ8. Start by cleaning up the low end. Then if the layer sounds boxy, dip somewhere around 250 to 400 Hz. If you need more attack or wire-like presence, you can add a narrow boost in the 2 to 4 kHz range, but use that carefully. Too much and the layer starts screaming for attention. For darker atmosphere, put auto filter on the bus or on the texture layer. In the intro, keep the cutoff low so the layer feels shadowy and distant. Then gradually open it as the track develops. You can even add a tiny amount of resonance to make the filter feel a bit more nasal and alive. If you want slow motion inside the texture, use a very subtle LFO and auto filter. Nothing dramatic, just enough wobble to keep the repetition from freezing. Here's a nice advanced move. Duplicate the percussion bus and make a filtered shadow version. Low pass it hard, tuck it behind the main bus, and keep it very quiet. That gives you depth without clutter. It's like hearing the room behind the groove. Next, let's add some grit. Jungle atmosphere usually sounds better when it isn't pristine, but the goal is controlled dirt, not destruction. On individual layers or the bus, try saturator with just a little drive, maybe 1 to 4 dB to start. If the transients are too spiky, enable soft clip. If you want more glue and age, add drum bus lightly, but keep the boom mostly off for this kind of layer. If layer 2 is a conga or rim texture, a touch of saturation before EQ can thicken it nicely. If layer 1 is break dust, a little drum buss can help bind the slices together and give them a gritty halo. And if you really want that authentic DNB workflow, resample the buss once it feels good. Print it to audio, then chop it again. That's where the magic starts happening. Resampling captures the exact flavor of your processing and turns it into a new instrument. Sometimes the best jungle texture comes from a mistake in a bounced file, not from the original pattern. Now let's talk about stereo. This is a big one. A deep jungle layer should feel wide in the air, not wide in the low mids. Keep the core centered and mono-compatible. If you want width, put it mostly on the texture layer and the higher frequency material. A good rule is to keep anything below roughly 150 to 200 Hz in mono, and only widen the upper detail. You can use utility to tighten the core, and if you want width on the air layer, try something subtle like chorus ensemble or a short echo send with filtering. But don't overdo it. In drum and bass, the center is sacred. That's where the kick, snare, and sub need to live. So at this stage, you should have a mono-ish rhythmic core, a darker body layer, and a wider airy top. Now we make it breathe across the arrangement. This is where the difference between a loop and a real production element really shows up. A jungle atmosphere should evolve in phrases. It should not stay exactly the same for 8 bars and turn into wallpaper. Try this structure. In the intro, keep it filtered and sparse. Bring in a few more ghost hits around bars 9 to 16. Before the drop, open the filter, increase density, and add a little more send to reverb or delay. Then, when the drop lands, simplify it so the main drums and bass can hit hard. Later, in a switch-up or breakdown, bring back a ghosted version to keep the motion going without overcrowding the mix. Automate the stuff that matters. Filter cutoff, reverb send, delay send, bus volume, saturation drive, even width if you want the intro to feel like it's opening up before the drop. If you group your processing into an audio effect rack, map those controls to macros. For example, one macro for cutoff, one for dirt, one for space, one for width. That way you can actually perform the atmosphere instead of just leading it static. For space, stay disciplined. Use short rooms, dark delays, and selective tails. Long bright reverb will wreck the precision of a DNB drop. Keep reverb short, around a fraction of a second to just over a second, with low and high cuts so it sits behind the beat rather than washing over it. For echo, use moderate feedback, filter the repeats, and make it feel ghostly instead of obvious. A really effective trick is to automate reverb only on a few hits leading into a phrase change, then pull it back immediately on the downbeat. That contrast creates tension, and tension is gold in jungle. Now for the advanced move, resample again. Take your processed percussion bus, record 2 to 4 bars, and then chop that bounce. Look for the accidental moments. Maybe a reverse tail feels weirdly musical. Maybe a clip transient lands with more attitude than the original. Maybe a tiny bit of room tone makes the whole thing feel like it exists in the same physical space. You can duplicate the resampled audio and treat each copy differently. One version can be darker and narrower. Another can be a little brighter and lower in volume. Another can be heavily filtered for a pre-drop rise. This is how you turn one percussion idea into a whole evolving system. Finally, always check the relationship with the main drums and bass. Ask yourself, is the layer supporting the groove, or is it fighting it? If it clashes with the bass, reduce the 150 to 400 Hz area before you touch the sub. If it gets in the way of the snare, carve some space or delay the hit slightly so they answer the snare instead of landing right on top of it. If the kick starts losing impact, the layer is probably too loud or too dense. A good level check is simple. Bring the layer up until you miss it when it's muted, then back it off a little. That's usually the sweet spot. In DNB, the best atmosphere is often felt more than heard. Let's quickly recap the big ideas. Build the atmosphere from 3 roles: dust, body, and texture. Keep the low end out of the way. Use timing offsets, ghost hits, and groove to make it feel alive. Shape darkness with filtering, saturation, and short spatial effects. Automate density and resample the results so the layer evolves over time. And always remember, in drum and bass, atmosphere is part of the groove, not something separate from it. For your practice, try building a 15-minute jungle percussion bed at 170 BPM. Use 3 layers, at least 6 ghost hits, a couple of off-grid accents, a little saturation on the bus, and a filter sweep, from dark to brighter before the drop. Then resample it, chop it again, and replace a couple of hits with reversed fragments. When you mute the layer, the question is not, did I lose sound? The question is, did I lose depth, or just clutter. If you lost depth, you're on the right track. That's how you build a deep jungle atmosphere in Ableton Live 12. Subtle, moody, hypnotic, and controlled. Let's keep going and make it heavy.